The West End Report is WCOM's own Monday through Friday 6 o'clock news, brought to you by Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carrboro 27510. And to learn more about their real estate services, go to communityrealtync.com or call 919-932-1990. I suppose. Welcome, folks. This is why we only do this, to let you know that this is community radio and that we're all volunteers. We're all actually very professional. We want to give the illusion.
Dream on.
Knowing what we're doing, just so it sounds like community radio, right? Okay, well, before we go to the West End Report on the arts, let me give you a little update on the weather, which if you look out the window, you could probably figure it out on your own. Temperature now is about 56. I guess that was at the maybe 5 o'clock weather report said it was 56. Tonight, the lows are going to be in the mid 50s. Showers are going to go on. They're going to go on most of tomorrow, highs in the mid 60s. A little bit better than today. It's going to go showers all Saturday night. But Sunday morning, it's a little chance of showers. And then mostly sunny in the afternoon because the word has gone out that it's Carrboro Day. So the sun will have to be out. The highs will be in the mid-60s, which should make a very pleasant day for everybody to come out.
It sounds like perfect weather.
Yeah. And then Sunday night, it'll be clear and colder, low in the mid-40s. But then again, we start climbing up again in our usual Carolina seesaw. But I'm glad the sun's going to be around for Carrboro
Day.
Boy,
me too. We do need rain, though. I'm glad it's raining today.
Yeah, I planted some stuff, and now I don't have to go out and water it.
Yep.
Thank you, universe. Okay, Jackie. What's going on with the arts?
Okay, Miss Audrey, tonight at the Art Center, which is at 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org, is Indecision Theater. And I got, as always, it's crackling quite a bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
As always, I got the bulk of this information. There we go. There. That's
okay.
It. Okay. The bulk of this information off of everybody's website. Indecision Theater, I'm sorry. Scripts, who needs stinking script? Whether they're butchering Beckett or boiling a 60-second scene down to its single essential second, everything Indecision does is inspired by the audience and guaranteed 100% freshly improvised. Come and see why indie theater critic Byron Woods calls them one of the region's finest improv groups. And the art at the Art Center is, I'm not sure what it is, if this show is up yet or not, because the deadline was at noon today for the Community Photography Contest. And this is a scholarship fundraiser for the Art Center's art school classes and summer programs for children. And then don't forget also the Clay Center offers classes, and they are at 402 Lloyd Street. And that's claycentercentre.com. And at the Carrboro Century Center at 100 North Greensboro Street, and that website's townofcarrboro.org, on Saturday, May 5th, from 8 to 11, it's Footloose Contra Dance. And the art at the Century Center is the Community Art Project, and that is accessible when that building's open, so tomorrow night you can go in there and check it out. Probably not during the day, though. I'm not sure what's going on during the day. And the Community Art Project is also going on at Carrboro Town Hall at 301 West Main Street, and that's through May. That venue is normally not open on the weekend, so you need to go in there regular business hours. Tonight at Cat's Cradle, which is also at 300 East Main Street at the other end of the building, catscradle.com, at 9:30 is The Old Ceremony. A band from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, figureheaded by songwriter raconteur Django Haskins, with their lush, literate orchestral rock, the old ceremony creates a shoebox panorama of a world of paper palm trees, unsolved mysteries, and unopened airmail. It is both distinctly American and faintly exotic. And Thad Cockrell opens for them. And then tomorrow night at 9:15, we have the Blonde Redhead, and Annuals opens for them. At DSI Comedy Theater at Carmel, DSIComedyTheater.com, Friday at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat. Saturday at 7:30 is Comedy Sports. And at 9:30 is Cinco de Comedy. The holiday of Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, commemorates the victory of the Mexican militia over the French army at the Battle of Pueblo in 1862. Join the DSI Comedy Theater for a night of hilarious improv comedy to celebrate the commemoration of the emancipation, hilarious gyration, and Mexication of the French and Mexican traders. And at McDougall Schools is The Second Time Around, Artists Look at Recycling, curated by Alice at Ingle Levinson, March 26th through June 13th, 2007. This multimedia exhibit features 2- and 3-dimensional artwork composed of recycled and reclaimed materials and found objects. And they're also doing a call for middle school artists. 2-hour workshops on Saturday, May 9th, 19th, and 26th. In June, the art will be displayed as a regular art exhibit in the library through the summer months. For more information, contact Alex O'Connor at alexoart@verizon.net or call 572-6336. And the NC Crafts Gallery at 212 West Main Street. In the front gallery this month is Surface Compositions, Handmade Pottery by Allie Sobel Reed of Raleigh, North Carolina. And in the back gallery is paintings by Hillsboro artist David Severo. And David is originally from Peru. He does beautiful work. At Nested at 118 East Main Street is Amy White's paintings on primed wood surfaces. And at Open Eye Cafe, which is at 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com, Lynn Clark creates heavy textures and lush colors in her abstract acrylic paintings and portraits, occasionally incorporating found materials, fibers, and other media. Recent work combines texturized color fields within portraiture, resulting in stylized original concantations. Whatever the heck that is. Okay. The music there tonight at 8 p.m. is Mark Wayans and the Cave Dwellers. Honky Tonk. Don't waste your time trying to find Hank Williams and Merle Haggard on the radio these days. Just come and check out Mark Weems' new band, The Cave Dwellers, to get your fill of the moaning fiddle, weeping steel guitar, tinkling ivory, and crying your beer vocals. And then tomorrow night at 8, they have Oscar Begat. Oscar Begat is a dysfunctional family band combining the sisterly and brotherly love of the Jackson 5 and Oasis, the hard rock edge of the Partridges and the Carpenters, the hard rock edge. I don't write this, I just read it. And the vocal maturity of the Handsome Boys. If not for two interlopers on drums and violins, they'd almost have the bloody unity of the Ramones. And at Paget Station, 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com, is Graffiti Gibraltar. Murals, stencils, and street art from photographer Danielle Latman's travels in Spain and Morocco. Images include war scenes, beautiful faces, and cartoon characters. At Tyler's Tap Room is photography by Todd Gall. And at Wutini at Carmel, which is at 200 North Greensboro Street, wutini.com, we are featuring artist Beth Tacular, Eric Amling, and Matt LeFleur. Like the last few minutes of sun on a baseball diamond, Backwoods Golden Gigantic displays an environment that keeps its integrity but responds to its ancestors, new component and change. And Sunday, Weaver Street, Jazz on the Lawn, is Susan Reeves. That's from 11 till 1. Jazz vocalist sings blues-flavored renditions of standards and lesser-known gems. And then I want to remind everybody that the Carrboro Music Festival is accepting applications until July 20th. They just started taking those on May 1st. The Carrboro Film Festival is coming up in November, so make a movie. And the Carrboro Art Committee is in search of a new Carrboro Poet Laureate. The deadline is September 15th, and the Carrboro Poet Laureate will be introduced and will read their selected poem at the West End Poetry Weekend on October 13th and 14th, 2007. And tomorrow, 7 to noon, Carrboro Farmers Market. And then the really, really free market, if it doesn't get rained out, will be from 1:30 to 4:30, also at the Carrboro Town Commons, which is at 301 West Main Street. And the Carrboro Farmers Market happens whether it rains or not, so everybody, you know, get up and go. And then Sunday, last but not least, is Carrboro Day from 12:30 to 7 at the Town Hall. If it's raining, if it does happen to rain on Sunday, we move it to the Century Center. We have a lot of bands scheduled. We've got the Village Band, L in Japanese, Bo Lozoff and Friends, Shannon O'Connor, Great Big Gone, which is Janet Place, formerly of the Brown Mountain Lights, and several of the people from the Brown Mountain Lights. Location, I bet. Too much fun.
I like Location.
Yeah. Salutis Compay and Stormfront. And there will also be poetry, history, games, magic, Mother Goose, firehouse tours, and EMT demos, the plant exchange, and the book and bake sale. And all of the proceeds from the book and bake sale, which are the only vendors of the day there, go to the Carrboro Branch Library.
I want to jump in there and say WCOM will have its own table at Carrboro Day this year, and we want everybody to come on by. We're putting together a survey of our listeners for people to say, you know, what do you want on the air? And we'll have other interesting things there at the table for you all to come. So look for the WCOM table. And one of our own DJs is going to be emceeing part of the show, Rocco from Saturday Morning Music Hall.
Great.
So,
okay, so now that we have all this stuff out of the way, hey, Nick.
What's happening?
You got a haircut.
I did get a haircut. I shaved, too.
To be on the radio.
Yeah. Well, where's the camera? Where do we look?
We're working on it.
Okay, our guest tonight is Nick Beery, a filmmaker who moved here a couple years ago and has just taken Carrboro by storm.
Yes, everybody knows me.
Started the Carrboro Film Festival last year and going to continue it this year, and that's why you are here, Nick.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you invited me in. Thank you. And I want to just clarify that Jackie actually had the idea for the Carrboro Film Festival, and then she enlisted me to do all the work. No,
exactly. That's how I do business.
She's a very smart woman.
No, that's not true at all. We have a wonderful committee, and as you know, Carrboro is just a great town, so everybody chips in. And you know, I just want to start by saying that last year was such a huge success. We really haven't started thinking about this year yet, we thought about it, but we haven't started working on this year yet. But I guess it's time to start doing that.
Well, and it's time, you know, the sooner the better to let folks know that it is going to happen again. So start making your movie if you haven't already started making it. And it's not till November, but it takes time to make a movie.
Yeah, and if you don't know about the Carrboro Film Festival, briefly, we're looking for short films. Last year, the limit was a 30-minute film, and we're still up in the air whether it's going to be a shorter film, like you can only make a film 20 minutes or less, and you make great films that are 5 minutes long. And that's what I love about this festival. And all of the films are made by local filmmakers. Now, the definition, as Jackie knows very well, is very loose. It doesn't mean Carrboro. It doesn't mean Orange County. It's regional. So if you've lived, worked, played, gone to school in Orange County, North Carolina, you can submit a film. And we want to see all the films that we can. We fill up 4 or 5 hours worth of movies one Sunday in November at the Century Center. And last year it was standing room only. And this year I'm sure it'll be just as good because the reception was great and the films were just incredible. We have such talent in so many areas here, and Jackie's idea of a film festival expanding on a music festival, the poetry festival, the artists out there, the musicians out there. I mean, next natural progression is to do films. And when we say films, we don't mean just shot on film. We mean shot video as well, and edited any way you want, digital or the old school way, any way you want. If you have a film in your closet, If you have a film in your attic, we had some entries from the early 70s, college graduate master's films, thesis films, when they were going to school in Ohio and stuff. And those great old films, they dust them off and submit them. And that's just part of the wonderful dynamic.
Yeah, one of my favorite films from last year was Mitch Vercik's Greased Elbows. Uh-huh. It was that he made when he was in college, I think.
Yeah, and that's exactly the one I was thinking of. He did stop action animation of colored elbow macaronis.
You know, Mitch is also one of our DJs.
Is that right?
On Wednesday afternoon.
He mm-hmm. gets around. He's
he
very talented.
Lord Bottle Top Explosion. So
yeah, it's,
had all
that
sorts
was
of
a great
here.
Little movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the medium can be anything. I mean, if like I've got a little handy cam.
Right. As a matter of fact, you mentioned Todd Gall has an exhibit at Tyler's Restaurant. He's a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he's also a musician. And I actually worked with him this week up in Baltimore. And we were talking about things, and the film festival did come up. And he goes, can it be anything? I said, absolutely. What do you have in mind? And he said, well, how about a slideshow of my photos? And I didn't mention this to him at the time, but put two and two together. If he records some of his own music, he does a slideshow of his great photography. And not just a slideshow. I'm sure he'll animate it and have the photos move around and zoom in and zoom out and
right.
beat to the pace of the music. That's exactly right. We want anything and everything. We're open to whatever the creativity is out there. And every year that is naturally going to make the festival different because it's what we see on the screen will be different. So I'm excited.
So if I get finished with my meditation video that I'm trying to make, I mean, I've got the video and I have to do the cutting of it and, mm-hmm. you know, it's all on the computer.
Right.
And then do the voiceover for the meditation. That would be legitimate.
That would be legitimate. And the great thing about it is the film festival actually is kind of an impetus for people like you to finish.
Because projects, yeah.
I will say, a lot of people have great ideas for films, and uh-huh. they'll tug my ear. And
I tell Nick at least once a week, hey, you should do a movie about so-and-so. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I should.
Yeah, if
get
I
out
have,
of my face.
If I have 8 million hours, because it's extremely time-consuming.
Yes.
It's a labor of love. Obviously, we have awards, but it's not a fine, you know, you don't win $1,000 or anything like that.
Right.
It's
just, you win a beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Custom-made statue.
Yeah, and
that's
last
what
year.
It was last year. Anyway.
Last year they were made by local sculptor Mike Roig.
How nice.
And
wow.
They mm-hmm. they are,
that's great.
They just, I wanted to steal every one of them.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted
and then he
to
ended
them.
Up making Nick one.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
he was
which
very
really
sweet
cool.
to make me one, and it sits prominently on my mantle.
That's fantastic.
Out of all recycled materials.
Actually.
I love the one where, I can't remember what, it was a piece, it was a nozzle from a fire hose that mm-hmm. was a part of.
He made it a megaphone.
That's right, that's
our,
right.
One thing I want to say is that Kay Kaiser, who was a local Chapel mm-hmm. Hillian and went to UNC years ago, who also was a big band leader in the 40s and mm-hmm. 50s, and he also made several short films out in Hollywood and several feature-length films with Bob Hope and Lon Chaney.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that.
He is the he's not the mascot, but he is the namesake of the Carrboro Film Festival. His granddaughter gave away the awards last year. I hope that we continue that tradition because I think keeping the customs and the traditions of what's mm-hmm. going on around here. And that's something I really want to try to point out is we call it the Carrboro Film Festival because it's in Carrboro, but
right.
it's the Orange County. It's a regional festival.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So please, you know, if you have a film you've made, if you're thinking of making a film, that's a good idea, Jackie, to let people know about it right now.
How many people do you generally, like last year was the first mm-hmm. year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got 87 entries.
87.
Mm-hmm. And we were able to show 30?
No, we showed 22.
22.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what I'd like to do, and I haven't met with the committee yet, is if we have a 20-minute time limit, we'll be able to get more films in.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I think if you are not Steven Spielberg, and I'm talking about myself included,
mm-hmm.
A 20 or a 15 or even a 10-minute film is hard enough to make.
Right.
That's what you should shoot for to mm-hmm. keep it interesting and entertaining. A 30-minute film to keep anybody's attention span, which I've done. I've done like a 30-minute film, and I watched it. I made one 3 years ago. I watched it recently, and I'm like, wow. That's too long.
Yeah, and I think I was saying to somebody that is pretty much a general complaint when you watch 86 movies that which I think I did. I think uh-huh. well, you know, maybe
by the way, she had 87
maybe 82.
Players.
Okay, but the biggest gripe is that they're too long. That they could be shorter.
Yeah.
But as Nick pointed out, it's very difficult as the creator of a film to cut any.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to look at it with different eyes. And you can't fall in love with the film. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, I would think it would be painful to have to cut.
Oh, it absolutely is. And there's just a rule of thumb, which, you know, it's easy to say and hard to do, is to do what you need to do. Make your film as long as you need to make it. Mm-hmm. Just like writing a book. You know, you overwrite and then you bring it back in. Mm-hmm. But what you need to do is say this one phrase, which is, what is absolutely needed to drive the story forward.
Right.
That is a great shot of a bird on a tree. Mm-hmm. And wow, it's artistic. The sun is in the right spot. That has nothing to do with the murder mystery that I'm telling. Mm-hmm. So you have to go and cut that thing up.
And then also one of the things, and this is going into psychology, step aside from yourself and make believe you're the viewer.
Right. Yes.
You know, if this was Joe Blow over there had made this film and I was watching it, what would I think? And then you get a very different thing, like, oh,
right.
Cut it off here and there.
What I found extremely helpful was that I had 3 years between my 30-minute film and just about 3 weeks ago when I said, I'm just going to, for fun, go back and look at this and cut it up. So I redigitized it on the computer. Mm-hmm. 3 years had passed. So I wasn't married and so attached to every single frame of that film.
Right.
I was like, wow, that was an awful scene. And I made big swapping chunks, and I actually cut it in half.
Uh-huh.
I think it's better now. I may submit it. Am I allowed to submit a film?
We'll have to discuss that. And in fact, we had a great, just a fabulous committee for the first year. Uh-huh. We had filmmakers and then just people who, you know, wanted to help. Mm-hmm. And some of these folks want to participate. The filmmakers want to enter films. So we've lost a couple of committee members because of this. So we are looking to fill some slots on the committee if anybody has an interest in joining. You know, it's real laid back and we have fun. And
no, it's not.
Unless Nick's
awful.
There, and then it's a pain.
But tension
it's
and driven.
Just keep working. And
so, you know, if you have any interest in this stuff, and we also, you know, like Nick said, we had 87 films last year. Mm-hmm. Each film is viewed by at least 3 people. Mm-hmm. We need viewers, reviewers.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you have made films and you don't want to make one and submit one this year, that's the type of person we're looking for. Someone that has a little bit of experience, either it'd be great if you were a film reviewer already, but if someone that has a little bit of a knowledge, they went to school, they studied film a little bit, or if they're even in the media, those are the kind of people that maybe have an eye that maybe can analyze it a little differently than just, someone like, I guess, the general public.
Well, who would they contact then? If there's somebody, they'd go out there saying, yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Who would they call?
Carborough Film Festival.com.
Okay.
There's our email address on there. I think it's info@CarborohFilmFestival.com. Is that right?
I'm not sure what it is. Okay. I don't think it's, I think it might be, I don't know, just go on there and click on the email link.
Right. There you go.
I know that it's mass through Carborough.com, so it could be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, just click on the link and it'll get to us.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's going to be in November.
Right. Once again, it'll be at the beautiful Century Center right down here in center of Carborough. It's very exciting. Great place. I mean, it was just...
What would we charge? $5 to get
three,
in last?
$3. Well, this year's going to be $50. We want to make it worth it.
This is nonprofit radio. We don't talk about fees.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Well, there is a fee. Well, yeah, is a small fee. And we had, you know, candy and popcorn for 50 cents. I mean, it really was. It was like the old, when you used to, well, I don't know if I ever even went to a movie and only paid 50 cents for popcorn. But it does, you know, it's not an expensive afternoon is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And it really was, it couldn't have gone any better, I don't think. It was very, thanks to Nick's expertise, it was very professionally done.
Uh-huh.
He knew how to get everything staged and how to put all those, you know, pieces into place that nobody else knew how to do. So
what's the deadline again if people want to get a film in?
Oh, I don't even know. Do you?
Well, this year, again, you bring up a really good question because we have a little bit tiny changes this year.
Okay.
Last year, we had a month between the deadline and the film festival. Mm-hmm. That was not long
and
enough.
And we were scrambling at the end to get all those movies viewed.
So if it's in November, it's going to be in September
when the
deadline is for submission.
Right.
And all that information is on CarborohFilmFestival.com.
Okay. You can get it all there.
It will be anyway.
Well, it will be. Yeah,
we have updated info.
We haven't updated yet, but that's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it's going to be good. And that I just, you know, great. I wanted to let everybody, because people have been asking, are you going to do it again?
Yes, I know.
And we definitely plan to do it again. No, I don't have anything.
Okay, well, the bad news is we've been kind of dragging our feet. The good news is I've been actually having work.
Yeah, that always interferes with all of our volunteer stuff.
Oh, darn.
Stuff.
Yeah. You actually had to work.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, so. And Charlene is doing the summer film series, too.
That's great.
Charlene Swansea will be showing films up at the Century Center. I think she's 3 months, I think she told me.
Yeah, the theme is, of course, American Summer, which shows films that generate the talk event, show the American spirit. They're great films. All of her films.
And they're family films. They, yes. In the summertime, she especially focuses on films that are appropriate for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, it's a very inexpensive night out, and there's, you know, you pay a small fee, you get popcorn and a soda, and you get to watch some really cool movies.
Yeah, and those are on Saturday night, so it's Saturday night at the movies here in Carrboro. Since we don't have our own movie theater, we make
our
own.
We're kind of turning the Century Center into one, whether they want us to or not.
Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah, it's great to have a venue where we can, you know, show movies and all that stuff.
It's one of the things that's so great about this area is that when people come with creative ideas, there's an environment that supports it.
Right.
You know, it's fertile ground for coming in and say, oh, let's have a poetry festival, or let's have a music festival,
a
film festival.
The most exciting thing for me in this entire festival was the fact that when those doors opened at 2 o'clock, we didn't know. We hoped that there'd be a lot of people.
Right.
But a few trickled in, and we're like, and then they kept trickling in, and then we kept adding chairs, and they kept adding chairs, and then they had to stand. And we're talking a 5-hour film festival. And when it was over, it was still crowded. Some people had left, but it was still packed. And we have awards at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I just want to say, I know we'll have more awards. There'll be more categories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you, Nick, for coming.
Thanks
and thank you, Audrey, for
stirring
handling
us all
the
up to go out and be creative
soundboard
and do
and
things. And
yeah.
Let me see where our Simeon is right now, if we're getting any kind of.
Oh, that's the same music we always get.
Well, let's see.
Jaime's in there.
We could play a little of this, I think, if I can get it up.
Okay, y'all, don't forget about Sunday being Carrboro Day, everybody. Show up and have fun.
And remember, if you have information, questions, opinions about the arts, please email jackie@carrboro.com and come in here on the radio, 6 o'clock every weekend, weekday night from 6 to 6:30 for Carrboro's own nightly 6 o'clock news. Till next week.